Hi. So today I'm going to be asking you a few questions about some things.
Things are fun.
Yep. So this is Max, by the way, for the people of the blogging world.
Hello, blogging world.
Okay, so I'm going to start by asking you, what is your favorite part about school?
Honestly, one of my favorite parts about school is I like to actually get out of the house, because otherwise I don't actually leave my house. Like, if I didn't go to school, I would probably sit in my bed all day watching yet another season of RuPaul's Drag Race, and it's getting bad.
Okay, I have to ask though, is that an interesting show?
Oh, very. If you like drag queens, it's great. Lots of interesting things happen, lots of high fashion, lots of makeup. It's fun.
Okay.
It's very fun.
I will take your word for it and not watch it.
I mean, if you like the other end of the spectrum, Bates is really good too. Bates Motel. I'm like already on the third season.
That show is so good.
I love it. Oh my god, it's so great.
Okay, so we're not promoting things here, just TV shows on Netflix.
And you should watch them. They're good.
Yes, definitely watch them. So I know you're a very high achiever. What do you think makes you like that way, as opposed to people who just like kind of float through high school getting 50s?
I mean, right now my only like short-term goal is to get higher grades. So I mean, if I'm not doing anything with my grades and they're sitting at the low 50s, then I feel like I'm not achieving anything, and then it's kind of like, well, what's the point of everything I'm doing then?
That makes sense. Do you have any like long-term goals, in a sense, to...
I mean, yeah, of course, because I want to go to college and like I want to be able to support myself one day, move out of the house without, you know, crying and grabbing onto my mother's leg.
That will probably happen anyways.
Yeah, but I mean, we'll get to that road when we get there, you know, cross that bridge.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
At a very soon point in time.
Let's not talk about that, because grad's really scary. Like, I don't want to graduate, but at the same time I do, because I feel like I've done 5 years of high school. I'm getting really tired of it. Like, I'm ready for new people that actually are paying to go to school because they want to be there. I'm very tired of all the people that don't actually want to be in this building, because it makes it very hard to try and like socialize and make friends when not a single person wants to be there and they're all negative.
That does make school a lot harder than it should be.
Yeah, so when I go to college, I'm gonna get to meet people that want to be there, and they're going to go into the same field as me, and I'm gonna get to meet people that have like similar interests, which will be really cool. And I'm going into business, of course, which is what I'm interested in. So it'll be totally awesome to meet some people that also have goals and they're driven, and they you know, pick something and work towards it, and they can actually get stuff done.
Yeah, it'll be nice. It'll be a nice change.
Yes, I'm very excited for that. But on the other hand, I'm going to have to like figure out how to do my own laundry and cook my own food, which I can do now anyways, but like I'm used to my washing machine that's like a few steps away from my room. I don't have to leave my room, but like if I live in a dorm, I'm gonna have to gather everything up, take it to wherever I have to go, and then figure out how that's gonna work. And it's new and I don't like change.
I'm sure change will be good after you get used to it, so it no longer feels like change.
Yeah, and I'm gonna be fine once I get used to it. I'm just terrified for the first month of the adjustment period of, oh my god, I'm out of food, I should go buy myself groceries.
Welcome to the world of adulting.
Yeah, I don't like adulting. I am still like 4 years old with you know, sitting in the backyard playing in like a pile of dirt.
Yep, dirt's nice.
Dirt's very good.
I hate responsibility.
Me too. Oh, man.
Okay. So apart from, like, that depressing stuff, so what was your favorite high school year, and what was your favorite year, like, in general of school from, like, kindergarten to now?
You know what? That's a great question. And I think my answer is going to have to be, I don't have a favorite year, per se. I mean, some years had better things than others, and other years kind of sucked. And I think each year of school had its own things that were like really good and really bad. Like grade 8, new school, kind of exciting. It's fun to, you know, like experience all that stuff with your friends, go pick your locker, change blocks for once instead of sitting in the same classroom, you know, got a binder designated to each class that you get to keep organized because you're a high school student now. But then there's the other hand where at the very end of the year, all of my friends packed up their lockers without telling me, moved them down the hall, and just kind of alienated me, and I was left there at my locker that I still have. I haven't moved it yet. Well, they picked, the three of them picked three lockers beside each other with no additional lockers, so I couldn't move it over to them. So, you know, that kind of sucked a lot.
That sounds like it sucks a lot.
Yeah, and then follow it up in grade 9 when all of them were like, hey, Max, come over here. We want to talk to you. And they just decided they wanted to throw blueberries and grapes at me, and that's why they wanted to talk to me. So, I mean, that sucked. But on the other hand, I had pink hair that year, which was pretty cool.
Pink hair is always a good time.
Yeah, the picture is horrendous, and I'm really regretting it, but it was fun at the time.
Good memories.
Yes.
Just as long as we don't look at the pictures.
Yes, no, honestly, you should see my student IDs. That's kind of ridiculous. Like, if you see the change from grade 8 to grade 12, it's not even the same person. Like, grade 8, I'm wearing a beanie, and I've got blue hair, and I'm like, kind of slouched over, really awkwardly smiling with my braces. And then if you look at my grade 12 photo, I've got this nice plaid shirt on and my hair is curled and my face is bright and I've got this big smile with no braces. I look like that really annoying preppy kid that probably runs all of your school activities.
Max, you are that really annoying no, preppy
I'm,
kid.
No, but I'm not. Because,
you're but, just not annoying.
Yeah, but the problem here is I stopped volunteering for everything because I was like, okay, bye, I can't do this anymore, you're on your own. I'll just attend sometimes if I have time.
Fair enough. You have to, like, live your own life and not be controlled by outside activities 24/7.
Yeah, and why I just signed up to help at the grad spaghetti feed is beyond me, but that'll be fun.
And spaghetti, so that's always a good time.
My mom makes good spaghetti.
Your mom does make good spaghetti.
She told me that she'll bring me food when I go to college.
That's a bonus.
Yeah, and if she can't bring it to me, she'll make it, give it to my grandparents, and then they'll bring it to me.
The perks of having a loving family.
Yes, it's very great.
So speaking of great things, what motivates you to, like, do stuff and makes you happy?
It really depends on the day. Because if you ask me this week, the motivation just isn't there. It's gone. I got home yesterday, sat on the couch for an hour playing a search and find game on my computer, and then I had a nap from 5 until 8 and I missed dinner. So...
Good job.
I mean, but other days, it's like a little bit of stress is really good for motivating because I'll stress myself out a little bit and then I'm like, okay, I have to get this done. And then I'll sit down, pump out a really stellar project, and then I feel really good at the end. And like the motivation is knowing that there's going to be a reward at the end. So it's that like 99% that I'm trying to hold in Civilizations right now. That's my reward for getting motivated and doing my work.
That is probably the best kind of motivation you can have.
Yeah. I mean, you get something out of it, right? Yeah. So, I mean, you get to, and just the process of being motivated even helps because then it's like, I'm doing something.
Okay. Where was I looking at here? Okay. So, I know you were involved in the school at one point, and you still are, just not to the extent because, you know, grad. But how did you start getting involved in the school?
Oh my gosh, honestly, my biggest involvement right now is with the Ab-Ed program, and you just kind of attend one thing, and then you get to meet all these people, and once you've met these people, they're like, hey, I'm doing this other thing. So you go and you try this other thing, and there's even more people there, and then they're like, hey, you're a cool kid, do you want to be a youth rep? And then you're a youth rep going to council meetings, helping make decisions, and then you're going to Gathering Our Voices Youth Conference, and it just kind of flows. You just gotta talk to people, get your name out there, and once you start to, like, meet new people, they'll spread your name around, and you can go and do other things.
That is a really cool thing. So it's not, like, it's not who you know, it's who knows you.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, it's a little bit of both, right? Because
yeah,
you gotta know these people, and then once you know them, they'll get to know you, and then everybody else can find out who you are.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So clearly you're doing a good job with that whole people thing.
I really hope so. I like people. I was raised around adults, so I find people our own age, the fact that there's probably people our own age listening to this right now freaks me out. because I
just
don't...
hope it's only my class.
Yeah, that's high class. Anywho, I'm really hoping that there's more adults listening to it because I was raised around adults, like with my family. One thing my Auntie Sandy commented on when I was really little is my ability to make eye contact with adults when I talk to them, and that's just how I was raised. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to people my own age, I don't know what kind of things to talk about, because I usually talk about quilt patterns and shortbread recipes, so, like, It doesn't really work.
Max, you're a granny in a 16-year-old's body, or 17-year-old's body.
Oh, I know. No, the whole joke for French class last semester was 17 going on 65, so...
It's accurate.
Yeah.
Okay, so, speaking of this, I really did a good job with these transitions.
Oh, yes.
What did you find interesting about textiles?
Honestly, I have so much fun. I make my own patterns. I can't stand using a pattern that's pre-made, so I get to be really creative with it, and I make these pieces, and they're so beautiful, and they sit on the wall nicely or sit on the bed nicely, and it's just so much fun, and I love the process of creating it and then picking the colors, and you get to see which colors go really good with each other and just put them all together. And mind you, there is a lot of seam ripping. I despise seam ripping, but it's worth it to get that final product out. Again, it's like the same, you work so hard and you see all this progress you're making, and then you have this final product that's like, wow, I made that.
So it's again back to like the reward thing.
Yeah.
It just feels nice to have something done.
It does, yeah. And at the same time, it's like so beautiful that you just want to stare at it.
Or if it's a blanket, you know, like cuddle with it for hours on end and avoid all your responsibilities.
Yeah.
Okay. So, in all of your, like, life, I guess, is there any events that you would want to change or, like, have a different opportunity that you never got to have?
Nothing that I'd like to discuss, but, I mean, a lot of people would assume that I would probably go back and change the fact that my parents are divorced, but that's so not true, because honestly, now that they've split up, I've got these two families, which is twice the amount of people, I've got twice the amount of grandparents, I do every holiday twice, and then on top of that, like, I get so many more opportunities. Like, there's a million things that I never would have done if they had stayed together. So I feel like it ended up being a benefit for everyone, and everyone's more happy, and, like, I got to hike up part of a glacier because of, like, the new people I met.
When did you do this?
Well, like, you know, and you go to Nelson, and they got the Kokanee Provincial Park, right? That's a glacier. So I, like, hiked halfway up there with my dad's girlfriend and her family because she's super adventurous, right? Hmm. But then with, like, my mom and Jason's family, like, I've done so many other things with them. Like, we've gone on trips. We went on an awesome trip to Fort Steele that I probably never would have done beforehand. Like, my mom and dad didn't really do much together. Like, my mom would take us places, and my dad would be like, hey, have fun.
Yeah, but I didn't ever remember seeing them, like, together doing things. Like, yeah. It was always me and you and your mom, or
yeah.
Me and you and your dad or something.
Yeah, so, like, now my dad, like, will go and do things with his girlfriend, and we'll all do it together, and my mom will do things with Jason, and we'll all do it together.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, it seems I'm out of questions, but I really appreciate you coming to talk on my blog thing.
Hi, blog.
So, anyways, thank you for talking, and I will talk to you as soon as I pause this blog video.
All right, well, thank you for letting me share my deepest personal stuff with everybody in your class.
Okay. Bye, blog.
Bye.